let's head back to the gym for the second half of our high school basketball doubleheader on Hastings Link, the local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
And we're back in Kearney as we get sent for the boys game here tonight between Hastings High and Kearney. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings High head coach Scott Rosno, and coach sitting at 6-7 in the season, obviously coming off of a big win last week over Adams Central, a good starting point here tonight.
Well, yeah, you know, that's kind of the point behind the month of January, is that we want to try and learn from our mistakes. And although we've made our fair share, I think that the kids are starting to pick up a little bit better understanding. Last week's game could have easily gone the other way. And so, you know, really pleased with the kids and the fact that they didn't fold. You know, sometimes you can go out and do all the right things and it still doesn't work, but you want to give yourself a chance and you want to do all the right things. And so that's kind of where we're at heading into tonight's game. Kearney High definitely does a great job of playing a lot of good defense, and they'll do a super job of taking care of the ball. Now, if their shots fall in, it just makes it that much tougher for them.
Yeah, you're stepping up Class A ranks. It's never easy to play a Class A team, 0-3 against Class A opponents so far this year, but this is always a big challenge.
Well, it is, and you know, the Class A opponents we've seen this year, we've faced North Platte, who presently sits about number 6 in power points, and we lost in overtime to them, and then we got popped in the conference tournament. Our other Class A opponent, Norfolk, you know, really, it was one that we gave away. We had a 10-point lead and ended up losing by 6, and it was kind of a combination of one, we lost our scoring ability, and then two, we lost our composure. And so, you know, those are some things that Class A opponents can do to you just because they've got such a high caliber of play to them.
We see a different type of play when we move up and play a Class A game.
Well, I just don't think that there's a whole lot of room for error, you know, and that's no offense against smaller classifications or schools, but just because of the size of an enrollment and the amount of bodies you're going to see, not necessarily is everybody a scoring threat. Where tonight's game, when we see Kearney, you know, they're going to be able to play 6-7 guys that can all shoot the 3 at a high percentage of play, and sometimes all 5 of them be on the floor at the same time. And so, you know, their dribble penetration creates a lot of their shot opportunities. Their rebounding creates a lot of their shot opportunities. And so that's, you know, it's kind of that type of play. You know, size of school that this is, definitely they've got more of a opportunity to be able to put a high level of athlete on the floor at all times.
Will Reimer gave you a lot of offense last week, scoring 20 points and hitting 6 three-pointers. Had a great game against AC.
Well, you know, the thing is, the fact that Will played such a solid game probably reflected, yes, obviously, by him hitting some shots. But for us, it was the fact that he was able to get us back on track after we had kind of hit a drought, and he was able to get us into some offensive sets. Second, the fact that he runs our point, he does a nice job as far as getting us stable again last week. And that's something we're going to have tonight, is that stable play, that consistency, because Kearney's not going to mess around. I mean, they will look to put a lot of pressure on our ball handlers tonight.
And defensively, you shut Adams Central down the last 5 minutes of the ball game, shut out the Patriots. So, had to be happy with the defensive effort last week.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that if we don't have our defense, I don't think that we even have the record that we do at the time, because our defense has to be able to play at a constant level, because our offense is still trying to find the pieces for it. And if our defense, you know, ever slips and doesn't play as solid as we do, you know, I think teams could really take it to us. And so that's one of the things that we really focus on in practice. And for the most part, it always stays true to us. You know, it still comes down to, you know, playing from the floor up, and it comes from playing the basket out. But, you know, it's going to have to be something that's going to be there for us tonight. Otherwise, it's going to be a struggle.
Nice schedule. You had a week to get ready for Kearney. You play this ball game tonight, then you have another week to get ready for your next opponent in Crete. So the schedule is setting up nicely for you. Not necessarily.
Well, this is kind of our Tuesday stretch of the schedule. We played Adams Central on a Tuesday. We'll play Kearney on a Tuesday. And next week, we'll play Crete on a Tuesday. The extra part of next week goes to the fact that we play Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So anything that we're looking to prepare for next week is going to have to get done after tonight's game against Kearney. And, you know, that's all that, because those are three, you know, real solid Class B opponents that we'll see with Crete, Waverly, and Aurora. Thing about Kearney is that, you know, we're going to see some similarities to what they try and do as compared to maybe what a North Platte tries to do or what a GI Northwest tries to do. The other side of the coin is what Kearney tries to do is they really dictate the pace. You know, North Platte's not necessarily looking to go out and push the tempo. North Platte's looking to control possession by possession. Kearney's going to be the type of team that they're going to want to get a lot of possessions. A lot of possessions means that even if they go in a drought, there's still going to be a lot of possessions in the game for them to be able to correct their ways. And so, you know, the challenges that Kearney puts into the game are the fact of what they're able to do offensively and defensively. And so it puts a lot of pressure on both sides of the ball at you.
It's a team that's going to push the ball tonight, want to turn up the pace a little bit?
Oh, definitely. You know, Kearney's got some kids that can, you know, just shoot the ball real well, but it all starts with Damian Austin as their point guard, who does a great job of being able to attack on the full court, and then he's able to attack in the half court, being able to attack seams. And so if you've got any weaknesses, he definitely brings them to the surface.
What type of team are we going to see offensively and defensively? What's this team like to do?
Well, they're a team that if they can penetrate, they're going to be able to create inside looks. If they're a team that can penetrate, they're going to be able to create outside shots. And if they're hitting those, then they're on fire. And if they're not hitting those, then their defense is going to be there for them, because they will come out and they'll full court press you with man and zone both. Otherwise, they're the type of team that will trap you across half court. And so, you know, keep in mind, it's not just the fact that you're playing a Class A team. You're playing a team that's played a Class A schedule. And so for us to step in, we're not going to do anything that Kearney hasn't seen from their Class A opponents. And that's probably the biggest challenge that people don't understand, is that when you play a team of this level, they're going to have gone through a lot of things, and there's not a whole lot of surprises at that point.
What about us tonight? Do we want to get out and run with this team, or do we want to maybe dictate the tempo in tonight's game?
Well, I think you always want to try and look to run break opportunities. But one thing that we've really tried to address with our kids is that we can't have a layoff in between the transition and then the half-court set. You know, we can't get into a situation that looks like street ball, or that looks like a slop fest, if you will. We've got to get something out of every possession. We've got to be able to win the rebound opportunities, and we've got to be able to get inside-out looks. Otherwise, it challenges us that if we're not shooting a high percentage, it challenges that we don't score points. And if we don't score points, then we're not going to be able to keep up with what they're trying to do.
Kearney, not an explosive team offensively, but they just get so many possessions. Is that where they put the pressure on?
Well, I think that's just a big key. I mean, it's a lot of possessions. Kearney's the type of team that they, like us, can probably go into a drought, but they also can come out and they can score a lot of points in a short amount of time just because of the caliber of scores that they have. You know, I think that there's a challenge to the idea that get your kids to believe in who they can be, and then even if it doesn't work out that way for you, you still got to continue to stay with what works. And that's kind of the way Kearney is. Kearney's going to, you know, throw up a lot of shots from the outside. They may even be a team that's going to shoot more threes than they will twos.
Does that put a little additional pressure on your defense, maybe stretching your defense out a little?
Well, a lot of it just basically steps out to the fact that you cannot give up the drive. I mean, yeah, you got to be able to guard your yard. You got to be able to come out and contest shooters. But if you're contesting shooters just to give up the drive, then you're going to give up more outside shots than what you were just coming out and even trying to play a zone against them. You know, you want to stay down and you want to stay solid defensively.
All right, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
Scott Rosno, head coach for Hastings High. We'll come back and check the starting lineups and the play-by-play description. Hastings and Kearney tonight on 1230 KHS.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Christian's Auto Corner. Need power? How about Hemi power in a 2012 Dodge Ram SLT Quad Cab? Features a bed liner, lots of chrome, and has only 25,000 miles. Books for $28,875. Yours for $25,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Do you love to shop online? Did you know you can get a cash rebate of 2 to 20% from your favorite online stores? Just visit HastingsLink.com and click on the rebate banner. You'll discover how to get the lowest possible prices, the best coupons, free shipping offers, and a rebate check on all your purchases. It's easy. It's free. And you can sign up by visiting HastingsLink.com and clicking on the rebate banner.
1230 KHAS.
Will back here in Kearney tonight. High school basketball in 1230 KHAS. Got the boys game coming up next between Kearney and Hastings after Kearney took care of the Hastings High Tigers in the girls contest 58-26 tonight. Hastings High boys coming in, a record of 6 wins and 7 losses on the season. Tigers, of course, coming off of their huge win a week ago. In fact, a week ago tonight when they knocked off Adams Central by a score
of 51-44. Will Reimer lit him up in that ball game. He had 20 points in the ball game, had 6 3-pointers. Led the Tigers with 20 points. Hastings High came up with a big defensive stand at the end of the ball game as they kept Adams Central scoreless for the final 5 minutes of the contest. Outscored Adams Central 7-0 down the stretch. And they won that ball game by a score of 51-44. The Tigers coming in here, a record of 6 wins and 7 losses on the season, taking on a Kearney team that has lost 4 out of their last 5 ball games. The Bearcats are sitting at 10-8 on the season. Kearney's only win during the past couple of weeks has been a 65-44 win over a team in Columbus that's 3-14 on the season. They have lost to Omaha Benson. They have lost to Lincoln Southeast. They've also dropped a decision to Fremont, and they're coming off of a loss to Norfolk at 70-62. Kearney is a team that's averaging 55.2 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 51.1 on the defensive end. They're led by Damian Austin, who's averaging 12.3 points per ball game, and also Jake Weiss, who's averaging 12.1 points per contest. Hastings High again getting the big offensive show last week from Will Reimer as he scores 20 points in the ball game. The leading scorer for Hastings High this year has been Tyler Rebogger. Rebogger is averaging 12.5 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. Rebogger scored 14 points in the contest against Adams Central a week ago. So Hastings High is a team that is averaging 48.2 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 47.6 on the defensive end. Your starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings High here tonight will go with Will Reimer, 5'11" and a senior. Also Mark Gooden, a 6'1" and senior. Matt Karloff, a 6'2" and senior. Tyler Rebogger, a 6'1" senior, and Tanner Johnson, a 6'2" junior. For Hastings head coach Scott Rosno. Meanwhile, for the Bearcats out of Kearney, they will go with Damian Austin in the ball game tonight. He's a 5'7" junior. Mention him, he's averaging 12.3 points and 1.9 rebounds per game. Jake Weiss, 6'2" and a senior, averaging 12.1 points and 5.7 rebounds per game. Ryan Cervantes, a 6'3" and senior, he's averaging 9.9 points, 5.4 rebounds per game. Peyton Pocock, a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. And then Brady Johnson, a 6'2" and sophomore, averaging 5.8 points and 4.1 rebounds per game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Right now, the national anthem. So high school basketball action for you here tonight from 1230 KHAS against Hastings High and the Kearney High Bearcats tonight. As Hastings High looks to even up their record at 7 wins and 7 losses on the season with a victory in this ball game here tonight. Kearney High, they are 10-8 on the season. They'll welcome in one of the better teams in the state of Nebraska. Actually, it's going to be a road game on Saturday as they play at Omaha Central. They were the state's number one ranked team in Class A until they were beaten last week by Papillion La Vista, but they're still a very good basketball team. They're sitting at 15-1 on the season. That's Kearney's opponent on Saturday. They got Hastings High in here tonight. The Tigers going to be dressed in their black uniforms. Tigers with the orange trim here tonight. Kearney High is going to be in their white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Brady Johnson comes out for Kearney High. He's going to be a big boy to handle here for Hastings High. Brady Johnson, 6'2", but he's a bulky kid. That's what Hastings High will have to contend with inside. Cervantes jumping things up for Kearney against Tanner Johnson. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left, and the boys' basketball game is underway here in Kearney, and Hastings High will control the opening tip. Tigers again coming off of their win over Adams Central last week, 51-44. Here's Reimer with the ball, gets it to Mark Gooden, left side of the lane. Gooden gets it to Tyler Rebarger, now top of the key to Tanner Johnson. Ball game just underway. Tanner Johnson moves over here, Gooden on the wing, dribble penetration into the lane, throws it out here to Rebarger in three-point territory. Rebarger, rainbow pass, goes to the far side. Gooden has got the ball around to Reimer's screen. Rebarger's got it down in the corner to Tanner Johnson. Skip pass goes over on the right side to Reimer. On the wing on the right side, comes back out to Tyler Rebarger, left side of the lane. Tyler Rebarger, free throw line jumper is up there. It's going to be too strong, no good. Johnson had the rebound. He lost it, picked up by Weiss. Here come the Kearney Bearcats back the other way. They want to run with the basketball here tonight. As they get it into the offensive zone, Austin has got it back outside, a three-pointer, put up there and in.
Three-point basket by number 12, Jake Weiss.
Jake Weiss hitting the three-pointer there for Kearney High. That's a 3-0 ball game. You mentioned Scott Rosno during the pregame show. He said Kearney may throw up more three-pointers and two-pointers in the ball game here tonight. Weiss hits the first three there for Kearney to put the Bearcats out on top. Here's Reimer for three at the other end. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Bearcats. Here's a Pocock with the ball now for Kearney. Gets it out here to a Weiss. Comes over here on the wing to Austin. Back outside at three-pointers, throwing up there and in.
Three-point basket by number 32, Peyton Pocock.
Peyton Pocock knocking down a three-pointer there for Kearney, and Scott Rosno has seen enough. He calls an early timeout with 6 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Kearney 6, Hastings High nothing.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob Sass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store, Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
So Jake Weiss hits a three-pointer. Peyton Pocock hits a three. Back-to-back possessions there for Kearney. And the Bearcats have the lead over Hastings High. The score is 6-0. 6.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. And now the Bearcats will attack here in backcourt. Tyler Rebarger with the ball gets it to Reimer. Into the forecourt to Gooden. Not a Reimer again. The Tigers get the ball into the offensive zone. Here's Tyler Rebarger with it. Brings it back out to Reimer just across the midcourt stripe here. He works out on top against Damian Austin. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Austin got his hands out. The officials look at one another. They give the ball to Hastings as the ball is knocked into the student section for Kearney High over there. 6-11 to play in the first quarter. 6-0 is the score. Kearney has got the lead. Will Reimer with the ball. Kearney now in a man-to-man defense here as the Tigers work with it in their half-court offense. Reimer moves it over here on the deep wing on the left side, picked up there by Austin. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected, and it is loose, and the lane's going to be brought down by Kearney. First turnover on Hastings. Weiss comes up with it for the Bearcats. Gets it to Damian Austin. 6-0 is the score. Kearney has got the lead. Austin wiggling the ball, throws it over in the wing on the left side down to Pocock. Back outside at three-pointer. Three-pointer is thrown up there by Weiss. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Austin is shot from 15. Is up there. No good. Rebound. Rebarger has it knocked loose. Rebarger falls down. Gets the ball into the hands now of Karloff. Tigers have the ball, trailing 6-0 here in the ball game. Reimer runs her back the other way. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Rebarger, two-handed pass goes to the far sideline. Gooden has got the ball. Now to Rebarger from the right side of the lane. His shot's going to be partially deflected. Ball is brought down here by Austin. David Austin runs her back the other way for Kearney. Cuts back to the center of the floor. Ball tipped away. Austin picks it up at the free throw line. Back outside. Pocock for three. Shot up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tanner Johnson with a rebound for the Tigers. Now off to Reimer. Gets it into the forecourt to Tanner Johnson. 6-0 is the score. The Tigers down here. After a couple of three-pointers in the ball game by Kearney High. Here's a Gooden with the ball to Rebarger. Off to Gooden. 10-footer from the left side. His shot good. Mark Gooden hits a 10-footer from the left side of the lane. Puts the Tigers within 4 points now. 4:45 to play. So Hastings High took 3 minutes and 15 seconds without scoring here in this one. 6-2. Kearney has got the lead. Now we got a foul called out here
as Rebonger goes on the steal against Peyton Pocock. Rebonger picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Tigers. End of the ball game now for Kearney is going to be Ben Clark. Coming out will be Pocock. So Ben Clark is into the ball game now, a 5'10" junior for the Bearcats, averaging 5.8 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. Kearney's got the early lead over Hastings, 6-2 is the score. Here's Clark with the ball. Right side, down in the corner to Austin. Throws it inside. A shot is up and in. That's Brady Johnson. Brady Johnson scores on the low block on the right side as he scores over Tanner Johnson of Hastings. And now it's an 8-2 ball game. Kearney has got the lead. Here's Karloff with the ball to Gooden. Tanner Johnson inside the free throw circle. Sends it down in the corner to Reimer. His shot is up there and in. Just inside the three-point arc. Will Reimer hits one from the deep right corner. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Back the other way in the way, and the shot is up there by Weiss. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Brady Johnson scoring there after grabbing the offensive board. 10-4 is the score now. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings here in the first quarter just by the four-minute mark. Reimer sends it down on the left baseline to Gooden. On the high block, they get it to Tanner Johnson. Back down to Gooden. Drives the ball toward the hole. He's cut off there nicely by Kearney's defense. Here's Rebarger for three. Shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Weiss. Jake Weiss, outlet pass to the near sideline to Austin. Austin will bring things up now for Kearney. Bearcats have the early 10-4 lead here over Hastings High. Ben Clark has got it on the dribble now for the Bearcats. Goes over on the far side, dribbling toward the basket and losing the ball as Austin had it knocked out of his hands out of bounds. It'll be Kearney playing things in. Here comes Sam Johnson into the ballgame now for Hastings. Chris Girard is also going to check in there for Hastings High. 3:21 to play here in the first quarter. Hastings High trailing by the score of 10-4. Down in the corner for Kearney High. That's going to be Dakota Schreiner who's got the ball now. Just checked in there. Ben Clark, not a Schreiner. Brings it out here in 3-point territory to Cervantes. Cervantes sends it down on the baseline to Schreiner. Right underneath the basket goes for the hole. His shot no good. Blocked by Tanner Johnson. Ball is brought down by Hastings High. Brought down by the Tigers. Here comes Hastings down the far sideline. Rebarger has got the ball. Sends it here to the left side of the lane. That's going to be Reimer. Back outside the mark here. Here's a Sam Johnson. Pulls up and shoots a shot, short jumper there from the elbow right side of the lane. And it hits bottom there. That's going to be the first field goal of the ball game for Sam Johnson. Back the other way. Driving toward the hole is going to be Cervantes. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up and misses. Rebound comes down to Johnson of Hastings. 10-6 is the score. Kearney has got the lead. Hastings back with the ball. Tyler Rebarger, bounce pass, goes inside, back to Tyler Rebarger. Now we got a foul called. They work her inside, and Tyler gets the ball back here, but he was fouling the play. They go on Ben Clark. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one of the Bearcats here in the first half. Into the ball game again will be a Pocock. Coming out will be Brady Johnson. Hastings will play it in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Will Reimer will trigger things in. That on the corner, then back outside, Sam Johnson. Puts a man in the air and sends it across the top to Rebarger. Now to Reimer. Back out to Tyler out here in three-point territory. On the wing, Sam Johnson. Entry pass to get it inside to Johnson. Now driving the baseline for Hastings. Girard, his shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Schreiner. Here come the Bearcats back the other way. Austin has got the ball. Now to Ben Clark. Dribble penetration into the lane. Kicks it out here to Austin for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Cervantes. Down in the corner. Back out of the wing to Pocock. His pass to the far sideline is going to be into the backcourt, out of bounds. It's going to be a turnover on Kearney. So Hastings High will play things in. Here comes Gooden back into the ball game. Karloff comes back in. Cody Luce also going to check in there for Hastings High. 1:53 to play here in the first quarter, 10-6. Tigers down by 4 points after spotting Kearney an early 6-0 lead here in this one. There's a Mark Gooden with the ball, dribbles right to left, comes over here to the left sideline. Now to Sam Johnson, gets away from the pressure. Underneath the basket, shovels the ball away to Karloff. Karloff down to Luce, and his shot's up and in. Cody Luce is kind of a half-hook shot there in the lane. It's now a 10-8 ball game. Hastings back to within 2 points here. Tigers have done a good job getting back into this contest here after spotting Kearney a couple of three-pointers on their first couple of possessions. Driving the ball to the hole as Schreiner has shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Cody Luce has got the rebound. Gets it away to Rebarger down the near sideline down to Sam Johnson. His pass is deflected out of bounds. Putting his hands on it there for Kearney is Damian Austin. Into the ball game now for Kearney, Brady Johnson. Going out will be Ryan Cervantes. Into the ball game for Hastings High is going to be Graham Schneider. Coming out is going to be Rebarger. A minute and 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 10-8 is the score. Kearney has got a two-point lead. Tigers will inbound the ball. Sam Johnson gets it here. Graham Schneider comes out to the top of the key. Mark Gooden holds the ball against this man-to-man defense. There's a steal now. Austin has got it. He drives, shoots, and scores. Hastings High turns it away. Damian Austin got a steal. Got an interception and drives the length of the floor and scores. That is the first field goal of the ball game for Austin. He's their leading scorer, averaging 12.3 points per ball game. Johnson at the free throw line. Gets it out here. Gooden drives it down the right side of the lane. Lobs it to Luce. He is double-teamed. The ball tipped away again. It is Luce picked up by Clark. Clark coming back the other way for Kearney. Driving, shooting, and scoring is going to be Dakota Schreiner. Then Clark got the assist. Schreiner gets the field goal, the third turnover on Hastings. Just like that, Kearney's back out to a six-point lead. Now a foul is called on the far sideline. Personal foul here is going to be called on Austin of Kearney. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Bearcats. Back into the ballgame now for Hastings High. It's going to be Will Reimer going out. It will be Sam Johnson. Into the ball game now for Kearney is going to be Ryan Cervantes. Also coming in for Hastings High is going to be Rebarger. He's going to come in and checking out is going to be Mark Gooden. So the Tigers will play things in. 30.9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 14-8. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings High. Here's Rebarger with the ball. He dribbles with it out here in three-point territory. Backs up near the 10-second line. Right in his face defensively is going to be Peyton Pocock now for Kearney. Rebarger dribbles with the ball to the near sideline, down on the baseline, jump pass, back out to the free throw line. Karloff outside to Schneider for three. Shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Luce, follow shot, no good, but he's fouling the play. Cody Luce got the offensive rebound for Hastings, and he'll go to the free throw line now as he's fouling the play by Johnson of Kearney. First foul on Johnson, that's going to be team foul number three on the Bearcats, and going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cody Luce. 71% foul shooter for Luce, and his shot is up there is good. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. Hastings is a team hitting 73% of their free throw tosses this year, 38% from the field, and 31% from three-point territory. 14-9, Kearney has got the lead. Here comes the next shot by Luce. It's up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down Cervantes for Kearney. He gets it into the hands of Austin, who runs her back the other way. Now to Weiss. It's shot for three. Good. Jake Weiss knocks down another three-pointer, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. So Weiss hits that one with just a tick or two left on the clock. Weiss puts Kearney out high out on top by 8 points after the first quarter of play. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings in boys high school basketball. It's Kearney 17, Hastings High 9. Back with more after this.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
The Barn Candle brand has developed a great reputation, and buying factory direct says it all as far as economy. Now we put those two together. You can buy factory direct barn candles now from buyeasyauction.com. The 26-ounce size burns over 200 hours. They're only $11 now on buyeasyauction.com. The 16-ounce burns over 120 hours, and you can get them for half price at buyeasyauction.com. Buy as many as you want. Save them up for future gift giving. BuyEasyAuction.com.
1230 KHAS.
Kearney hits 3 three-pointers in the first quarter. They've got the lead 17-9 over Hastings High. Kearney with the opening possession, driving with the basket, shooting and scoring from the corner is Jake Weiss. Took it from the right corner, right toward the goal, right down the baseline, and drops it down through the hole. Weiss has got 8 points in the ball game for Kearney. 19-9 is the score now. Bearcats with the lead over Hastings High here tonight. Tigers have the ball. This is Tyler Rebarger, and it looks like Kearney has gone to a zone defense now, maybe a 3-2 zone against Hastings High. Out to Reimer, entry pass to get it to Rebarger. Right side of the lane, they get it over there to Karloff. Here's a pass down, the left block to Graham Schneider down low. Rebarger down to Schneider. Shot from the baseline is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Karloff has got it. Back up, his shot is up there and in. Matt Karloff got the offensive board and a putback. Karloff's first field goal in the ball game. Back the other way. The pass is going to be off of the fingertips of Cervantes. Turnover on Kearney. Hastings High comes back with the ball. First turnover on the Bearcats. Here's Rebarger. 19-11. The Bearcats have the lead. Reimer out here in three-point territory. Reimer sends it on the high post. Now to Tanner Johnson, who's back into the ball game. Tanner Johnson works it to the right side. Graham Schneider, entry pass to get it to Rebarger. His shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Weiss. Outlet pass to the near sideline to Austin. Takes it to the center of the floor. Gives her away. Driving is going to be Pocock. His shot, no good. Rebound, Johnson is following. Shot up and in. Connie does not waste a whole lot of time getting up and down the floor. Johnson got it on the offensive board in the putback. He's got 6 points in the contest. 21-11 is the score now. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. There's a shot by Karloff up there and in. Karloff scores from about 7 feet away, just to the left of the lane. He's now got 4 points. It's now 21-13. Connie with a lead. We're in the second quarter. 2 minutes gone here in the period. Driving inside is going to be Austin. Moves it down in the corner. A three-pointer put up there is going to be no good by Weiss. Recovered by Carney. Back outside a three-pointer. Thrown up there by Cervantes. It's going to be no good. Now we got a foul call and a rebound. That's going to go on Peyton Pocock. That's going to be his first a rebounding foul on Pocock. So Hastings High will get the ball back here. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. In addition to PlatteRiverPreps.com. 21-13. Hastings High trailing here in the ballgame. Will Reimer has got the ball for Hastings. Reimer had 20 in the ballgame against Adams Central last Tuesday night. Reimer's got two so far tonight. Reimer at the top of the key. Bounce pass on the wing. That's going to be Rebarger. Comes back out here to Reimer, top of the key. Throws it inside to Tanner Johnson. Spins around, throws up a shot. It's no good, but it was hacked on the arm. And Johnson will go to the free throw line here for Hastings High. Ryan Cervantes picks up the personal foul for Carney. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on the Bearcats. Hastings has got just one team foul here in the first half. Reimer, Johnson to the free throw line, and his shot is up there. It's no good. Tanner Johnson is 68% foul shooter on the season. He's now 15 out of 23 from the free throw line for Hastings. The Tigers as a team hitting 73% of their foul shots. Tanner Johnson sets at the line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now 21-14. Tigers down by 7 points early. Here comes Damian Austin with the ball. Right-handed dribble across the 10-second line. Comes to the near sideline. They get it to a Pocock now over there on the wing, deep wing to Austin. Back outside to Pocock. His three-pointer halfway down. Falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Johnson. An offensive board again for Carney. Damian Austin now down in the corner. That's going to be Cervantes. He tries to dribble ball down the baseline. It's poked away. Picked up by Rebarger at the other end. He has the basketball stripped away. Great play defensively by Weiss. His long pass down the floor. They get it to Austin down in the corner. Shot for three is up there. No good. Bound for the rebound. Brought down by Johnson. His shot no good. Still fought for it. And finally a jump ball is called. Johnson is tied up in the play there by Sam Johnson of Hastings High. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers. So Hastings High will get it here. 4 minutes and 53 seconds to play. In quarter number 2, 21-14, Carney has got the lead. Now the Bearcats attacking back here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up for Hastings is going to be Reimer. Gets it into the offensive zone with a pass to Karloff. Now to Rebarger. Rebarger comes back outside the three-point arc to Will Reimer. Directs the offense here for the Tiger offense. Dribbles the ball to the wing on the left side. Reimer has still got it. Bounce pass goes inside to Tanner Johnson. Maneuvers in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Tanner Johnson gets right to the front of the lip and drops it down through the hole. He's got 3 points in the ball game. 21-16. The Tigers have now scored the last 5 points here in the ball game. Here's Damian Austin with the ball. Austin comes out here to Pocock. Pocock throws it to the far sideline to Weiss. Picked up over there by Sam Johnson of Hastings. Bombs are back out on top to Austin. Moves it to the elbow, left side of the lane to Cervantes. Right side of the wing, a three-pointer is put up there and in. Peyton Pocock knocks down a three ball. That's his second tray of the ball game. He's got 6 points, 24-16. Carney is back out to an 8-point lead. Hastings High with the ball. Here's Sam Johnson, top of the key, over to Matt Karloff. Karloff holds it, free throw line extended right side. Down here to Will Reimer. Reimer's pass in the lane. He's going to be kicked out of bounds. Trying to get it over here to the low block left side to Tanner Johnson. The ball kicked out of bounds there by Weiss. Schreiner comes back in. Ben Clark coming back in now for Carney. Checking in for Hastings High will be Cody Luce. And checking out there is going to be Matt Karloff. 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings High trailing by a score of 24-16. Thought he jumped on the Tigers early. Led 17-9 after the first quarter. Here's Rebarger with the ball. Gets it into the hands now of Mark Gooden. Gooden dribbles with it out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass to the far sideline to Johnson. Johnson, two-handed pass, comes over here to Rebogger. Entry pass to Johnson. Not a good at the free throw line to Rebogger. Back down low to Johnson. Back out top of the key. That's going to be Mark Gooden with the ball. Slides between a couple of defenders. Throws it to the right side. A shot by Johnson is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Weiss. Weiss gets the ball ahead. Now to Ben Clark. Here come the Bearcats. Down in the corner, that's going to be Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner takes the ball at the elbow. Gets it out here to Weiss for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebogger grabs the rebound. Tyler has got it for Hastings High. Runs her back the other way against Ben Clark. Tyler into the offensive zone. Throws it on the wing here to Gooden. Thought about the three. Drives it inside. Contact made. Foul called. Foul here is going to go on Dakota Schreiner. For Kearney, that's going to be his first foul. Team foul number six on the Bearcats. Into the ballgame now for Hastings will be Schneider. Going out will be Sam Johnson. Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. As getting it to Mark Gooden. Back inside to Rebogger. Throws it out on the wing. To Graham Schneider as they work it back to Rebogger on the wing on the left side. The loose. Now to Rebogger. Skip pass down to the right corner to Schneider. Double team. Skip pass back out here again to Rebogger. Works it inside to loose. He's double team. Top of the key here to Mark Gooden. Gooden sends it inside there to Tanner Johnson. Turnaround jumper. Good. Tanner Johnson scores from about 10 feet away. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. 24-18. Tigers trailing here in the ballgame. Driving, shooting, and scoring. There's another field goal by Dakota Schreiner. Second field goal of the ballgame for Schreiner. 26-18. Johnson again spinning on the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Tanner Johnson scores off the window. He's got 7 points. 26-20. Here's Cervantes for Connie. Out on top. They get it to Austin. His bounce pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball down near the clock, and the ball is intercepted. Second turnover on Connie. Hastings High with the ball down by 6 points here in the ball game, 26-20. Rebogger works the ball to Tanner Johnson, left side, down low. Follow away, jumper off the baseline, no good. Rebound, Schreiner. Schreiner gets the ball now to a Damian Austin, and we got a timeout called here from Kearney. Head coach Scott Steinbrook wants to call a timeout for the Kearney High Bearcats. A minute and 52 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score, Kearney 26, Hastings 20.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. And right now you can come to Burt's before it hurts. Flu shots are available free of charge to all Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska customers. See Tom Choquette at Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue, and Mike Uradell at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings.
KHAS.
Well, Kearney has hit 4 3-pointers so far in the ball game. It's 26-20. Bearcats have the lead as Kearney will bring it over here to the nearest sideline. Two-handed pass comes out on top. That's going to be Weiss with the ball. Over to Ben Clark. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Throws it out here to Cervantes. His shot for three is up there and in. Boy, everybody in the lineup can shoot the three ball. Ryan Cervantes knocks down a three-pointer there for Kearney. That gives the Bearcats a 29-20 advantage here over Hastings High. Will Reimer has got it back in their offensive zone. Will Reimer gets away, moves it down the low block, and shot off the baseline. Good. Will Reimer's short jumper from the left side. He's now got 4 points in the ballgame. 29-22. Connie has got it now. Austin has got it. Damian Austin, he's double-teamed on the far sideline. Austin gets the ball away. The Weiss cross-court pass comes over here to Clark. Underneath the basket, wide open. His shot is up and in. Dakota Schreiner works himself loose in the baseline. They got him the ball, and Dakota drops down his third field goal of the ballgame. He's now got 6 points. Kearney back out to a 9-point lead. Karloff driving down the lane. His shot no good. Rebound. Rebogger. Final shot good. Tyler Rebogger gets his first field goal of the ball game. Here's Schreiner again driving the ball to the basket. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Rebogger for Hastings. Rebogger back in the offensive scoring zone. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Entry pass to get it inside to Karloff. Karloff can't do anything with it. Back out to Graham Schneider. Arnie High is in a man-to-man defense. Rebogger has got it back out here. 25 seconds to play in the second quarter. Hastings High trailing by 7 points at 31-24. Tigers will go for the final shot here in the period. Tyler just across the 10-second line. He's got to be careful not to back up too much further. He's inside the center circle here. Rebogger directing traffic now with 8 seconds. Rebogger behind his screen. from Carlisle. Moves it to the top of the key. Launches up a shot. It's going to be way off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Schneider has shot. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. So Hastings High throwing up the shot there. It would not go. It was rebounded there by the Tigers. And they couldn't get a shot away. And Hastings High trails here at the halftime break by 7 points. So Kearney jumped out to an early 17-9 lead after scoring the first 6 points in the ballgame, a couple of three-pointers. Kearney led 17-9 after the first period. And Hastings High trailing by 7 points here at halftime. It's Kearney 31, Hastings High 24. You're listening to high school basketball tonight at 1230 KHAS.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Replacing windows can be fun when you call Central Nebraska's Best, Obermiller Seamless. You hear about these deals from out-of-town companies. It may be confusing. Obermiller Seamless will install your windows with their own master certified installers. Others will not. Obermiller Seamless installs triple pane, lifetime warranted windows you'll love. No other company offers more. Call for a free quote. Obermiller Seamless for a beautiful, energy efficient home.
We'll go to any length to beautify your home.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more. Visit their new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. We're at halftime tonight. Boys High School basketball. Hastings High is trailing Kearney by the score of 31 to 24 here at halftime. Kearney scores the first 6 points of the ball game on a three-pointer from Jake Weiss and also Jack Weiss. Also a three-pointer by Peyton Pocock. A minute and a half into the ball game, Kearney led 6-0. Bearcats led 17-9 at the end of the first quarter. And the Bearcats still have a 7-point lead here at halftime. The score is 31-24. Checking the scoring in the first half for Hastings High, Tanner Johnson. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Johnson has got 3 2-point field goals, and he has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Matt Karloff has knocked down a couple of field goals for 4 points. Cody Luce, he's got a field goal, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Tyler Rebarger, he's got a field goal for 2. Mark Gooden has got a field goal, 2 points. Sam Johnson has got a field goal for 2. Will Reimer has actually got a couple of field goals and 4 points for Hastings High in the first half. The Tigers, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half. Unofficially, 3 turnovers in the basketball game. For Kearney High, they're being led so far by Jake Weiss. He has got 8 points in the game as he's knocked down 2 3-pointers. He's got a 2-point field goal as well, so Weiss has got 8 points in the ball game. Peyton Pocock, he has got 6 points and a couple of three-pointers. Dakota Schreiner has come off of the bench. He has hit 3 2-point field goals for 6. Brady Johnson has got 3 2-point field goals and 6 points. Other scorers, Ryan Cervantes, he's got a 3-pointer for 3 points in the first half. And Damian Austin, he has been held to just 2 points on a field goal. He's their leading scorer on the team, averaging 12.3 points per ballgame. Kearney did not get to the free throw line in the first half, and unofficially 2 turnovers in the basketball game for the Bearcats. So Kearney has got the lead over Hastings High at the break. The score, Kearney 31, Hastings High 24. We'll have more at halftime right after this.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability. Restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture. And you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at halftime with the boys game here tonight. 31-24. Kearney is out on top of Hastings High. In the girls ball game earlier tonight, Kearney beat Hastings by a score of 58-26. Hastings High took 4 minutes and 5 seconds to score in the ball game. By then, it was 9-2. Kearney had the lead. The Bearcats led 17-7 at the end of the first quarter. Kearney led at halftime 29-14, led by 27 at the end of three quarters, 47-20. And Kearney goes on to beat Hastings tonight by a score of 58-26. Leading score in the ball game for Hastings High was Bailey Penciled, as she scores 6 points in the game. Libby Knappel had 5, and Mel Nagy had 5 points for Hastings High. The other scores for the Tigers tonight, not a whole lot of offense. Paige Kennedy had 2. Annie Grealish had 2 points. Elizabeth Franson had 2. Sophia Pankratz had 2, and Ellen Foote had 1. Hastings High turned the ball over 20 times in the ball game here tonight. Skylar Snyder scored 21 points for Kearney High tonight. She had 7 field goals, and she was 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. Also scoring in double figures for Kearney was Kelsey Stitham, as she had 5 field goals and 10 points. Hastings High drops to 1 win and 13 losses on the season. They will play at Omaha Scott coming up on Saturday night. Meanwhile, Kearney, they improved to 11 wins and 8 losses. They'll play at Omaha Central on Saturday. So here in the girls' ball game earlier tonight, it was Hastings High losing to Kearney by a score of 58-26. The Tigers unable to put back-to-back games together after they beat Adams Central last week by 15 points. They go out and lose tonight by 32 as Kearney wallops Hastings tonight in girls' high school basketball by a score of 48-26. Got a lot of activity going on tonight in tournament action. The Lou Platt Conference Tournament is taking place tonight on the boys' side. St. Paul is playing here in Kearney against the Kearney Catholic Stars. They're the number one seed in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Ord is playing at Adams Central tonight. Ravenna playing host in Loup City, and Gibbon is at Donovan Trumbull. On the girls' side of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, you've got Ord playing at Kearney Catholic, St. Paul at Centura, Ravenna playing host in Loup City, and Adams Central is on the road tonight at Wood River. The girls are also holding their quarterfinals in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament tonight. And the area matchups having Shelton playing at Deschler, Franklin at Kennesaw, Lawrence Nelson is playing at Silver Lake, and Red Cloud is playing at Blue Hill. We've got Nebraska basketball tonight. If you're searching for that, the Huskers are playing against the 12th-ranked Minnesota Golden Gophers. Huskers are on the air on ESPN 1550 KICS tonight. USHL hockey is on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. It's underway. The Tri-City Storm playing the Sioux City Musketeers tonight. So plenty of basketball, plenty of sports activity going on for a Tuesday night. Tomorrow night we'll have Hastings College basketball as the Broncos will play host to Midland University. Tomorrow night at the Osborne Sports Complex, on the air with a pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow night. 6 o'clock for the women's ball game, 8 o'clock for the guys. So Midland and Hastings coming up tomorrow right here on 1230 KHAS. We've got the second half coming up here in Kearney Boys High School basketball tonight. Kearney with the lead over Hastings High. The score, the Bearcats 31, the Tigers 24. Got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
The Tassel and Holdridge has two exciting performances back-to-back the first week of February. On February 2nd, sponsored by Beatty Construction, see the Church Basement Ladies and their long-suffering pastor in a theatrical performance of their popular show, A Second Helping. Then on the 10th, experience the volcanic voice of gospel singer Robert Robinson. Sponsored by 37 Cattle Company, Rainbow Nursery, Keith Samuelson Land Leveling, and Wagner's Irrigation. For more information, call The Tassel or visit them online, thetassel.org.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings High with some wood to chop, so to speak, here in the second half. 31-24 is the score. Kearney has got the lead. Hastings trying to even up the record at 7 wins and 7 losses with a victory here tonight. Yeah, we told you during the pregame, Kearney is on kind of a slump as of late. They've lost 4 out of their last 5 ball games, but they've got the lead over Hastings here at the break, 31-24. Second half is underway. Kearney with the opening possession. Bearcats shoot to our basket to our left here in the second half. Pocock has got the ball. Moves it down in the right corner to Austin. Damian Austin trying to get away as he works one-on-one over there against Rebarger. Jump pass down in the right corner to Cervantes. His shot for 3 is up there, no good. Rebarger grabs the rebound. Tyler has got it down the near sideline, down for the Tigers. Hastings High trailing by 7. Long pass comes inside to Johnson. Back outside. Gooden, his shot is up there and in. Mark Gooden knocks down a 3-ball from the top of the key. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings back to within 4 points now at 31-27. There's a shot in the lane, twisting and turning and scoring. Ryan Cervantes, he's now got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings trailing 33-27. Tigers back with the ball. Reimer goes inside. They get it to Rebarger, and we got a blocking foul here on Hastings. A foul here is going to go on the Tigers. It's going to go on Tanner Johnson, setting that screen out there right around the free throw line. Tanner Johnson gets hit with a blocking foul, an illegal screen. First foul on Johnson, first team foul on Hastings here in the second half. 33-27, Hastings High trailing in the ball game, but Kearney has got the ball. Here's a Weiss with it, comes out on top now to Austin. Bounce pass comes over here to Pocock, takes it inside the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Boy, they don't miss. Peyton Pocock knocking down another one. He's got 8 points in the ball game. It's 35-27. Just as Hastings makes a little bit of a run here, Kearney answers with a couple of field goals. Kearney is now in the zone defense. Hastings High will attack out here. Will Reimer looks things over. Goes over to Matt Karloff out here in three-point territory. Karloff hangs onto the ball. There's a pass to Gooden at the free throw line. Drives it down the lane. His shot up off the window. No good. Cervantes grabs the rebound for Kearney. Outlet pass goes to Austin. Long pass ahead. They get it to Weiss. Drives, shoots, misses. Rebound Johnson. Follow shot. Gooden, he's fouled. Brady Johnson gets the offensive rebound and the putback there for Kearney, and he's fouled in a play. Johnson now with 8 points in the ball game. He is fouled by Tanner Johnson of Hastings. Tanner picks up his second personal foul. Brady Johnson gets his 4th field goal in the ball game. He's now got 8 points. Johnson will go to the free throw line now for Kearney, averaging 5.8 on the season. Johnson throws it up and the shot good. That is the first free throw of the night for Kearney, and it comes here with 6:21 to play in the third quarter. Kearney is now out to an 11-point lead at 38-27 as they've scored the last 7 points in the ball game. There's a three-pointer thrown up there by Reimer, no good. Rebounded on the weak side by Weiss. Jake Weiss will bring it up himself, drives the ball down the lane, dumps it up to Johnson. His shot is up and in. That was too easy. Brady Johnson scoring there. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. It's 40-27. Here's another Tiger turnover. It's picked up here. Back the other way comes Kearney with the ball. Weiss has got it down in the baseline now to Austin. He is a double team down there. Now a timeout is called. Kearney wants to call a timeout as the Tigers have turned the ball over here, getting a little sloppy here offensively. We got a timeout with 5 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's now Kearney 40, Hastings 27.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. The new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinoff, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
Tiger basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. So after Kearney had a 31-24 lead at halftime, Hastings hits the first three on their opening possession of the second half, and that's been all she wrote. Kearney now leading 40-27. There's another pass into Brady Johnson. He scores, and he is pushed from behind. The foul here is going to go on Matt Karloff. So Johnson got possession off of the inbound as they brought it in from the left side of the basket down here at the baseline. A little push from Karloff, and Johnson gets the field goal to go down. He's now got 13 points in the ballgame. He goes to the free throw line and knocks down his second free throw. So it's now 43-27. Kearney is on a 12-0 run right now after Hastings High hit the opening shot of the second half. So 12 straight points here for the Bearcats. Reimer has got the ball. Reimer down to Karloff. Brings it to Gooden at the elbow left side. Moves it down to the baseline to Luce. Back out underneath the basket. There's a shot up there and in. This will be Matt Karloff scoring there. Karloff scoring. So a 12-0 run is over. And Hastings High is back to within 14 points at 43-29. 5:17 to go here in the third quarter. There's Weiss with the ball out to Pocock out here in three-point territory. Picked up there by Reimer. Hands the ball away to Austin. Dribbles the ball down the right side of the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Foul call here on Hastings. It's going to go on number 20, Mike Gooden. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number four already on the Tigers here in the second half. Kearney has not committed one yet. 5:06 to play here in the third quarter. Hastings High trailing 43-29. Pocock lobs the ball in here to Cervantes. He forces up a shot. It's going to be no good, but he draws another personal foul on Hastings High. That's the fifth team foul on the Tigers. And this one is going to go on Gooden again. Mark Gooden picks up his second personal foul. They're going to the free throw line now for Kearney. It's going to be Ryan Cervantes. He's got 5 points in the ball game. A 3-2 so far. And here's his first free throw chance. It's up there and in. Kearney is now 3 out of 3 on free throws, all occurring here in the first 2 minutes and 56 seconds of this third quarter. Kearney is now about a 15-point lead, 44-29. Next shot is up there. It's good. So a couple of free throws there, and it's now 45-29 in favor of Kearney as this one has gotten away from the Tigers here in the third quarter. Reimer has got the ball. There's a pass deflected and out of bounds. Reimer trying to take it over here on the wing on the left side to Mark Gooden, but the ball deflected out of bounds by Jake Weiss. It'll be Hastings playing things in on the far sideline. Mark Gooden will trigger things in for the Tigers. Gets it down to Karloff, down in the corner. Brings it back out to Tyler. Tyler Rebarger dribbling with the ball on the wing. Trying to penetrate, can't do it. Top of the key, now Cody Luce. Over here on the right side to Mark Gooden. Dribbles once, out to Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger moves it to the wing. Top of the key, now to Will Reimer. Skip pass goes down in the corner. They get it to Gooden, inside to Karloff. Shot no good, but he's fouling the play. So Hastings High working the ball. Got it down there with Karloff, but he's fouling the play here by Ryan Cervantes. That's going to be his second personal foul. And that's going to send Hastings High to the free throw line with Matt Karloff. Karloff has got 6 points in the ball game on 3 field goals. He's a 70% foul shooter, and he hits this one. Hastings High was 2 out of 4 on free throws in the first half of play. That's the first charity toss here, the third quarter. That makes the score 45-30 in favor of the Bearcats after Kearney led at halftime by just 7, 31-24. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. Couple of players hit the deck. Now a jump ball is called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings. Luce fell down with the ball, but also falling down there with him was Dakota Schreiner of Kearney. Jump ball was called, and Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings will play things in. Tyler Rebarger underneath the basket here will play things in. Two-handed pass goes down in the corner to Karloff. Holds the ball, comes out to Reimer. Reimer out here in three-point territory. Kearney is in a, looks like a zone defense, a 2-3 zone here against Hastings High. Rebarger, skip pass, comes to the near side. Karloff, rather Gooden for three, a shot good. Mark Gooden scores from the near sideline right in front of the Tiger bench. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Tigers back within 12, 45-33. Approaching the 4-minute mark here in the third quarter. Weiss with the ball, now to Austin. Austin picked up there by Rebarger around the screen. Dribbles the ball under the paint, throws up a shot, no good, and he's hacked on the arm and a foul called. It's going to be Austin going to the free throw line here for Kearney, and the foul is going to be called here. Is it Gooden again? Yeah, Mark Gooden is going to pick up another personal foul here for Hastings High. That's going to be his third. Going to the free throw line is going to be Damian Austin. Austin's got 2 points in the ball game. He has not shot a free throw tonight until now. And that one hits bottom. Austin now with 3 points in the ballgame. He averages 12.3. So Mark Gooden has picked up three quick fouls here in the third quarter. He stays into the ballgame for Hastings High as the Tigers are down by 13 points, 46-33. 16 fouls already on Hastings here in the third. Next shot is up there. It's good by Damian Austin. So he hits a pair of free throws. And it is now 47-33 in favor of the Bearcats. Here's Will Reimer back with the ball for Hastings High. Reimer gets the ball to Gooden. Bombs the ball into the paint there to Rebarger. They shovel the ball away to Reimer. Back out to Rebarger, top of the key. Tyler looking to drive it. Spins at the free throw line. Is running one-hander down there now. It's going to be no good off of the back iron. Rebound comes down to Weiss. To the far sideline to Austin. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Now to Dakota Schreiner. Double team. Bounce pass gets it out here to Damian Austin. Far side to Weiss for three. Shot no good. Rebound Rebarger. Tyler's got the ball for Hastings High. Runs her back the other way down the near sideline. Tyler Rebarger. Entry pass to Gooden at the free throw line. Bounce pass right side of the lane to Karloff. Outside to Reimer for three. Shot is an air ball. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Kearney basketball. Got a ball game now for Hastings. Tanner Johnson. Sam Johnson comes in as well for Hastings High. We're going to have Karloff and also Gooden coming to the bench. Head coach Scott Rosno. We're going to give the ball here to Hastings. The other official comes in and says it was tipped. So Hastings High will play things in. They get it on the baseline. There's a shot up there and in. Chris Girard scoring there from the right baseline. He's now got 2 points in the ball game. 47-35. Tigers back to within 12 points. Austin with the ball. Dribbles right to left across the free throw line. Now takes it back to the free throw line. There's a pass down to Johnson, and he's fouled into play. Boy, Kearney's getting right to the front of the hole here in this third quarter. This foul goes on Sam Johnson. That's going to be his first. That's going to send Brady Johnson to the free throw line. That's the 17th foul already on Hastings here in the third quarter. So Kearney is already in the bonus. Johnson is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line in this quarter. Shot is up there. It's good. He's now got 15 points in the ballgame. Peyton Pocock coming back into the contest now for Kearney. Going out will be Jake Weiss. 48-35. Kearney has got the lead over Hastings High. Tigers trailed by just 7 at halftime, 31-24. The next shot is up there and in by Johnson. He's now got 16 in the ballgame. And the score is now 49-35. It's a 14-point lead. Kearney attacking here in backcourt. Johnson gets away. Johnson moves it down the right side of the lane. The shot is up there. Good, and he's fouling the play. Sam Johnson gets the field goal there for Hastings. And riding him in and picking up the personal foul is going to be Peyton Pocock of Kearney. That's going to be the second foul on Pocock. That's the second team foul on Kearney. So Sam Johnson goes to the free throw line trying to make this a 3-point play. Johnson, a 71% foul shooter on the season. He's not been there yet tonight. Brooks up there. Shot is up good. 3-point play there by Sam Johnson, the old-fashioned way. 49-38. Hastings down by 11 points. 2:45 to play here in the third quarter. Ben Clark has got the ball. Clark down to Pocock. Across the top to Austin. Spins at the elbow. Takes it into the paint. There's a pass deflected. Austin picks it back up. Damian Austin out here in three-point territory. Hands the ball away. That's going to be Schreiner with the ball. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Austin, and he mishandles the ball out of bounds. So a turnover on Kearney. That's going to be their third turnover of the ball game. Hastings High will come back with the ball trailing by 11. Tigers with it back in their offensive zone. Sam Johnson on the far sideline, trapped over there. Johnson, pass, deflected, picked up here by Ben Clark. Six turnovers on Hastings. Ben Clark has got it on the dribble, hesitates at the top of the key, throws it to the far sideline to Austin. Austin comes to the near sideline out of Pocock, moves it down to the baseline. Out of Ben Clark here for the Bearcats. Outside to Austin, moves it to the right wing. That's Schreiner with the ball. So Pocock, his shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound Johnson, follow shot is up and in. Hastings having a tough time handling Brady Johnson inside. Johnson is 6'2", a sophomore, but he's a big stocky kid. 51-38 is the score. Hastings down by 13 points. Rebarger, two-handed pass, comes to the near side to Sam Johnson. Johnson moves it down to the baseline, stops, gets it out on top to Girard. Two-handed pass to Rebarger from the wing, left side, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Johnson, foul shot, good, and he's fouled. Tanner Johnson gets the offensive board and a putback there for the Tigers. The basket will count. He is fouled in a play by Brady Johnson of Kearney. So Brady picks up his second personal foul. Tanner Johnson now with 9 points in the ball game. Here comes Graham Snyder back in. Mark Gooden comes back in. Matt Karloff comes back in. Reimer checks out. Girard checks out. Also, Sam Johnson checks out. This is Tanner Johnson going to the free throw line now for Hastings. Tigers are down by 11 points, 51 to 40. Tanner Johnson, a 68% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It's good. Johnson now with 10 in the ball game. Carney comes back. Here's Ben Clark. Gets away from the Tiger pressure. Some contact with no foul. Throws it on the wing on the right side down to Pocock. Two-handed pass comes out to Weiss. Top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Scoop shot is up there and in. Jake Weiss scoring there for Carney. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. 53-41. Carney with a 12-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Ben Clark gets the interception on the pass from Rebarger. Drives it back the other way, and a foul is going to be called. Tyler got careless with the basketball there. Threw the ball right into the hands of Ben Clark. Wasn't even looking. Clark picks it away. Now he's fouled on the play at the other end, and Ben Clark will go to the free throw line. The foul goes on Graham Schneider. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 8 on Hastings High here in the third quarter. Clark to the free throw line. He has not scored so far tonight. Averaging 5.8 points per ball game. His first shot is up there and in. Ben Clark knocks down a free throw. That gives Carney a 13-point lead. It's 54-41. 1:07 to play here in the third quarter from Carney High School tonight. Ben Clark will have one more. Shot is up there. It's good. So Clark knocks down a couple of free throws. Carney has now got a 14-point lead after leading by just 7 at halftime, 31-24. Hastings High back with the ball. Graham Schneider on the near sideline to the free throw line. That's Karloff. Dribbles the ball down the lane to the goal. He goes. A shot no good. Tip try no good. Rebound Johnson for Carney. Brady Johnson with a rebound. Gets it away to Pocock. Pocock brings it into the offensive zone. And now Carney may be going for the final shot here. We're down to 45 seconds to play. Ben Clark holds on to the ball. Out to a Cervantes. Now to Pocock right in front of the Carney bench. Hastings High in a man-to-man defense. Pass on the top is going to be deflected. Gooden comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. It was last touched here by Jake Weiss right in front of us. So Connie turns the ball away for the fourth time here in this ball game. Reimer comes into the ball game now. Rebarger checks out. 32.9 seconds to play. Now the Tigers will have a possession here. Late in the third quarter, trailing by 14 points, 55-41. Hastings with the ball. Here's Ben Reimer. Directing some, not Bill, Ben Reimer, but Will Reimer. Will Reimer dribbling with the ball out here just across the midcourt stripe. Will Reimer worked out top against Ben Clark. Reimer watching the clock tick down. We're down to 13 seconds to play. Will Reimer gets away, dribbles to the top of the key, throws it down on the baseline. That's going to be Graham Schneider back out to the top of the circle again. The Karloff moves it down left side of the lane. We got a big collision down there, an offensive foul. Karloff to put a forearm shiver into Ben Clark as he was driving the ball down the left side of the lane. And gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. So Hastings High turns it away. We got 2.4 seconds to play. Karloff just threw an arm into Ben Clark and picks up the personal foul. Carney will play things in. Pocock here in the backcourt holds the ball. Baseball pass. Cervantes, he's knocked down right at the 10-second line. Cervantes was trying to recover the ball there, and he is knocked down again by Karloff. That's going to be the third foul on Matt Karloff. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Hastings High here in the second half. We got 1.1 seconds to play, and that's going to send Ryan Cervantes to the free throw line for Carney. He's got 7 points in the ball game. This will be a two-shot foul now because Hastings is over the 10-foul limit already. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. Boy, some careless mistakes there here at the end of the third quarter by Matt Karloff. Ryan Cervantes go back to the free throw line now for Carney. It's 56-41. Carney has opened up a 15-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Pocock shot is up there. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. The score, Carney 56, Hastings High 41. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Let us help you with that New Year's resolution for a new you this year. Come into Godfather's of Hastings and enjoy our 25-item salad bar filled daily with fresh-cut veggies. One trip for only $2.99 or all you can eat for $4.99. This salad bar offer good on dine-in orders only. Or try one of our thin crust veggie pizzas. Call ahead for carryout at 402-461-0386 or stop by Godfather's Pizza at 14th and Burlington in Hastings.
KHAS.
Way to the table in the lobby.
So three quarters in the books tonight. Boys High School basketball. Kearney is out on top of Hastings now by a score of 56-41. Kearney outscoring Hastings.
It's Ream at Salsa.
Kearney outscoring Hastings in the third quarter, 25-17. In the girls' ball game earlier tonight, it was all Kearney here tonight, as they rolled past Hastings High by a score of 58-26. Looking for a sweep here in this one tonight. Kearney has got the ball, so a big third quarter there. They used a 12-0 run in the third quarter to give them some breathing room. Now the Bearcats have a 15-point lead as they head to the fourth quarter. There's a pass inside. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be taken down here by Hastings. That's only the fifth turnover on Kearney in the ball game. Cody Luce grabbing the ball. Here's Reimer at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Johnson for Kearney. Outlet pass to the far sideline to Austin. Gets the ball ahead of Cervantes. Looks at the three. Drives into the rack. His shot is up there. No good. And he's fouling the play. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Sam Johnson. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Cervantes to the free throw line for Kearney. So we're going to have a lot of free throws here in the fourth quarter. Hastings is already over the 10-foul limit. Cervantes with 8 points in the ball game, 3 out of 4 from the line. His shot is up there, in and out, no good. He'll get one more. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Here comes Gooden back in for Hastings High. Graham Schneider comes back in. Sam Johnson checks out. Cody Luce going to check out now. Head coach Scott Rosno and the Tigers. Hastings trying to even up their record here tonight at 7 wins and 7 losses. Kearney is sitting at 10-8. As action got underway tonight. Second shot by Cervantes. No good. Rebound Hastings. So he misses a pair. Gooden gets the rebound. Comes down the near sideline. Out to Graham Schneider. Out to Gooden. Top of the key. Mark Gooden holds the ball. There's a pass to Rebarger. He takes it into the lane. His shot is up and in. Twisting and turning in the lane. Nice shot there by Tyler Rebarger. He's got 4 points in the ball game now for Hastings High. Rebarger the leading scorer on the team. Averaging 12.5. But shots have not been easy to come for tonight. There's a shot from deep in the right corner. A three-pointer by Weiss. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Mark Gooden down the near side. Now to Rebarger. Top of the key. Rebarger holds it. Goes over there. Reimer now down in the baseline. Driving is going to be Schneider. He's cut off. Back outside to Gooden. Comes over here to Rebarger for three. Shot good. Tyler hits a 2 out of 3 here in the last two possessions. Rebarger now is 7 in the ball game. Hastings High back to within 10 points now at 56-46 with 6 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Cervantes has got the ball. Now to Pocock on the deep wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Weiss. Brings it back out here in the three-point territory to Austin. Dribbles the ball down in the corner to the right side. Now in the wing. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Johnson gets it to Pocock. 10-footer is off of the front iron. No good. Johnson tips the ball out. Picked up by Austin in the lane. Throws it to the far sideline now to Jake Weiss. Kearney keeping the ball alive. Third chance here. Austin has got it. Now we got a timeout called. A timeout called here from Kearney head coach Scott Steinbrook. Kearney wants to talk things over. 6 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Kearney 56, Hastings 46.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream furnaces and heat pumps. The most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Ream furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
So after being quiet most of the night, Tyler Rebarger has come back. They hit a 3 and a 2 here in the fourth quarter. The Tigers still in this basketball game. They're trailing by just 10. It's 56-46 with 6 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game or our players of the game from our doubleheader here today. Coach's postgame show before we get out of here tonight. Tomorrow it's Hastings College basketball from Lynn Farrell Arena. Midland University going to be in town to take on Hastings. Broncos beat Midland twice earlier this year in Fremont. But Midland, a much improved team, both offensively and defensively, and both men's and women's basketball. They're going to put up a fight tomorrow against Hastings, 6 and 8 o'clock, the game times tomorrow. On the air with a pregame show at 5:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Kearney with a 10-point lead, Bearcats with the ball. Here's Weiss, moves it back down in the corner to Clark for three. Shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings high. Ball tipped away from Gooden, though it's picked up by Johnson. Hastings had the rebound, but they couldn't control it, and Johnson tips it away, and Kearney's got the ball back. Damian Austin moves it on the dribble to the wing on the right side to Ben Clark. Now to Weiss for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound again. Tip to the baseline. It's saved by Carney, but right into the hands here of Hastings. Tanner Johnson has got the ball. Tanner Johnson gets the ball away to Reimer. Down in the corner as they get the ball to Mark Gooden. Back outside to Reimer. His shot for three is up there. No good. Battle for the loose ball. It's loose on the baseline. It's going to be retrieved here by Carney. Into the hands of Ben Clark, running back the other way. Clark down to Cervantes, down in the deep corner on the right side, holds it. Out on top, now to Austin. Austin, high above his head, brings it over here in the wing on the left side to Weiss, and now we got a foul called inside. It's going to go on Hastings High. It's going to go on Graham Schneider. That's going to be his second. Second personal foul on Graham Schneider. So we have 5 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the ball game. It's going to bring Johnson to the free throw line. Scott Rosno not happy with the last call there. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Brady Johnson. He is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 19 points in the ball game. Here comes Karloff back in. Tanner Johnson's going to come to the bench. Here comes Sam Johnson into the ball game now for Hastings High. And going to the bench is going to be Mark Gooden. Scott Rosno still young at the official here on the near sideline. Next shot by Johnson is up and in. Johnson now 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. He's got 20 points in the ball game. That gives Carney a 12-point lead now at 58-46. Reimer is the ball, throws it to the near sideline, tipped away from Rebonger out of bounds. Getting his hands on it there was Clark of Carney. So it'll be Hastings playing things in right in front of the scorer's table here on the near sideline. Sam Johnson will get it into the hands of Graham Schneider, who hands it away out here near the 10-second line to Reimer. Here's Rebonger again on the wing on the right side. His pass could be deflected, but a foul is going to be called. Ben Clark picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. That's team foul number 4 on Carney here in the second half. Hastings is 10 fouls plus. Down to 5 minutes and 1 second to play. Hastings still trailing by a dozen, 58-46. Reimer with the ball in 3-point territory, trying to get away from Austin. Reimer dribbles with it, comes over here to Rebonger on the wing. Rebonger holds it. Down to Karloff, top of the key. Matt Karloff looking. Karloff looking. Finally gets rid of it. Graham Schneider on the deep wing. Left side comes out to Reimer. Reimer holding it out here. Left side, Sam Johnson in the wing. Johnson, top of the key. Graham Schneider. Man-to-man defense here for Carney. There's Rebonger in the lane. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Rebonger right in front of the basket there. He's hit on the play, and Rebonger goes to the free throw line here. He was mauled in the active shooting by Ben Clark. That's going to be the third foul on Ben. So Rebonger to the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the ball game thus far. 76% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Rebonger will have one more. Hastings High now within 12 points again at 58-46. Here comes Tanner Johnson into the ball game now. Reimer will check out. So Tyler Rebonger back to the free throw line. Tyler had just 2 points in the first half. He's got 6 so far here in the second half. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Johnson. Ray Johnson grabs the rebound for the Carney High Bearcats. So Hastings High is still trailing by 11, 58-47. Down to 4.5 minutes to play here in the ball game. Austin has got it on the dribble. Moves it down to the left side of the lane. Down here to the baseline. Out to Weiss. Weiss brings it back here to Austin. Now he's double-teamed on the baseline. Jump pass comes out to the wing. Ben Clark, his shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound Johnson. Johnson goes back up. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. Battle for the loose ball. That's finally going to be picked up here by Hastings. Karloff has got the ball. Now to Rebonger. Into the forecourt to Johnson. Johnson drops it down low to Tanner Johnson. His shot is up and in, and he's fouling the play. So it's going to be a timeout, Carney. Tanner Johnson got the field goal, and then Carney immediately calls a timeout as Tanner Johnson has now got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings High is back within 9 points. We've got a timeout with 3:57 to go. It is Carney 58, Hastings 49.
The weather shouldn't be a surprise, so bookmark HastingsLink.com. Click on the crystal blue City of Hastings banner for the forecast and radar on one easy-to-read screen, plus local temperature averages, sunrise, sunset, area advisories. Click again on the Nebraska H2O link for ways you can help our environment around your home and neighborhood. Nebraska H2O and the City of Hastings remind you, it's our water, our responsibility. Go green, get weather at HastingsLink.com anytime.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings High, after trailing big time in the third quarter of play, in fact, they were down at one point by 16 points at 45-29. Tigers have come back, and they're trailing now by just 9 points at 58-49 with 3 minutes and 57 seconds to play. Tigers trailed by 7 at halftime and then got outscored 25-17 in the third, including a big 12-0 run by the Bearcats. But Hastings High has fought back. They're now down by just 9 points in three-possession ball game. Still plenty of time just by the four-minute mark here in this fourth quarter. Here's Connie with the ball. Here's Weiss. Jake Weiss for Connie. Gets out here to Pocock. Goes into the far sideline down to Damian Austin. Picked up over there by Hastings High. That's Rebarger right in his face defensively. Dribbles the ball into the lane to Austin. Now here's back outside to Weiss. His three-pointers put up there and in. Jake Weiss on the wing on the left side. He scores. He's got 13 points in the ball game. 61-49. Connie has got the lead. Rebarger coming back for Hastings High on the wing. Mark Gooden has got it. Free throw line extended. Comes out to Karloff. Karloff dribbles with it inside the free throw circle down the right side of the lane. Karloff throws it out here on the wing to Sam Johnson. Johnson now to Mark Gooden. Gooden takes the ball into the paint. His little short jumper. He banks one home. Mark Gooden scoring there for Hastings off of the window. He's got 10 points in the ball game. The Tigers back to within 10, 61-51. They've got to do more than trade baskets here for Connie. They need some stops defensively. Tigers are down by 10 with just under 3 minutes to play here in the ball game. Damian Austin, lob pass down low. Johnson, he's double-teamed. Johnson, skip pass, comes out here on the right side. On the wing to Pocock, down in the corner, a three-pointer good. Ryan Cervantes hitting a three-ball there for Connie. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 64-51. Connie back out to a 13-point lead. Gooden right in front of the free throw line. He stops there. Comes out to Karloff. Karloff holds the ball. Entry passing it inside to Johnson. Spins. His shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound Johnson of Kearney. Brady Johnson grabs the rebound. Outlet pass to Damian Austin. Long pass down the floor. It's off of the fingertips of Cervantes. Out of bounds. Turnover here on Kearney. That's going to be their sixth of the ball game. 64-51. The Tigers still down by 13. Here comes Reimer into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out is going to be Mark Gooden. 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. We got our players of the game coming up in the coaches' post-game show. Yeah, tonight from Kearney. Hastings High trying to battle back here. Will Reimer facing some pressure in backcourt by Austin. Reimer brings it into the offensive zone. Here's Rebarger. Entry passing it inside to Johnson. Double team. Runs into a man and now a traveling violation. Johnson posted up right side of the lane. They got him the ball. But Tanner Johnson then runs in to Brady Johnson and others there for Kearney. He's whistled for the traveling violation. 9 turnovers on Hastings High here in the ball game. Into the contest now for Kearney is going to be Ben Clark. Kearney will now throw the ball in here in backcourt, leading by 13 points, 64-51, with 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in this one. Kearney will get things in. That's Austin with the ball down the right sideline. Now cuts it back to the center of the floor as he rockets into the offensive scoring zone here for Kearney High. Ben Clark has got it down to the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. There's a feed to Weiss. Down in the corner now to Damian Austin. Austin holds the ball on the wing. Austin looking. Comes to the top of the key. That's a Dakota Schreiner who's into the ball game again. Schreiner moves it down in the corner. On the left side to Jake Weiss. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down the lane. Throws it down in the corner to Schreiner for 3. Shot good. And we got a whistle. And we'll see. We got a pushing foul underneath the basket, I believe. I think the basket is going to count by Schreiner. Yeah, the basket's going to count. For Dakota Schreiner, that's a 3-ball thrown in from the corner on the right side. And then a foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. It's going to go on Sam Johnson. That's going to be the third foul on Johnson. So the 3-pointer by Dakota Schreiner is going to be good from the right corner. And going to the free throw line for Kearney is going to be Jake Weiss. That's the backbreaker right there. 67-51. Top of the free throw line is going to be no good. Weiss will get another one as Hastings is way over the 10-foul limit. So Hastings battled back within 9 points here in the fourth quarter, but that was a three-pointer thrown up from the corner. It's going to be a backbreaker for any chance at a Tiger rally here. A minute and 33 seconds to play. Hastings now down by 16 again. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Jake Weiss. He's now got 14 points in the ball game. Brady Johnson leading the way for Connie. He's got 20, and it's 68-51. The Tigers with the ball. Here's Reimer. Rebarger down in the corner to Johnson, steps back. Long range three is up there, no good. Rebound in the lane there by Damian Austin. Austin runs her back the other way. The ball is going to be poked loose and is picked up here by Hastings. Rebarger gets the ball down to four to Girard. His shot is up there and in. Chris Girard scoring there for Hastings. That's his second field goal. Kearney commits their seventh turnover of the ball game. Now we got a timeout with a minute and 10 seconds to play. 1:10 remaining here. Boys High School basketball tonight from Kearney. This score, the Kearney High Bearcats 68, Hastings 53.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings High playing their fourth Class A opponent of the season here tonight. The Tigers 0-3 in the previous three meetings with Class A opponents. It looks like they're going to be 0-4 after this one. As Kearney High has got a 15-point lead over Hastings with a minute and 10 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We go to Schreiner. We'll inbound the ball here for Kearney. In backcourt, Hastings attacking back here. They need the basketball. They're trailing big time here in the fourth. There's Weiss with the ball on the far side. Gets it back to Dakota Schreiner. He's going to be fouled into play here by Rebarger of Hastings. Second foul on Tyler Rebarger. That's going to be 10 fouls plus on the Tigers here in the second half. So we have some more free throws coming up here from Kearney. Kearney's going to play at Omaha Benson coming up on Saturday. Omaha Benson, one of the elite teams in Class A this year. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up and in by Dakota Schreiner. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. Omaha Benson came to Kearney back on January 10th and beat the Bearcats 67-54. So now Kearney will have to go to Omaha Central on Saturday. Central is currently 15-1 on the season. Schreiner knocks down a second free throw. David Erickson comes into the ball game now for Kearney. Ryan Cervantes checks out 70-53. Kearney is going to run away from this one. Here's Rebarger from the deep right corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Gerard. Follow shot, no good. Rebound is loose. Gerard has got it again. His follow shot is up there. No good. Misses one from point blank range. And the rebound comes down to Kearney. Bearcats runner back the other way. Austin is still in there. Austin out to Ben Clark in 3-point territory. Clark gets away. Dribbles the ball into the paint there. Now gets the ball back as they get it out to 3-point territory. Now a traveling violation. The second and third teamers mopping up here for the Bearcats. That's the eighth turnover on Kearney. Hastings High going to send some new folks into the ball game as well for the final 37 seconds of this one. So it's 70-53. Kearney with a 17-point lead. Bearcats led by only 7 at halftime at 31-24, but they used a big third quarter. A 12-0 run during the third quarter, outscoring the Tigers in the period 25-17. And that's pretty well been the telltale of this ball game. There's a traveling violation in backcourt here on Hastings High. Sam Reimer is it with a traveling violation. That's 10 turnovers on Hastings. So this is Sam Reimer, a 5'10" freshman, out of the ball game for the Hastings High Tigers as Kearney has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Deep in the right corner, shot is up there and in. Brian Burschel scoring there, a 3-pointer from the deep right corner. Now we got a traveling violation again on Hastings High. And again, it's going to be Sam Reimer with the happy feet right in front of head coach Scott Rosno. So it's a 20-point ball game right now. It's 73-53. The Tigers were within 9 points at 58-49 with 3:17 to play. Now we got 9 seconds to go. There's Isaac Armstrong with the ball now for Kearney, just dribbling with the ball out here in 3-point territory to Ben Clark. And this one is going to be over. Kearney High beats Hastings tonight by 20 points. Final score, Kearney 73, Hastings 53. So the Bearcats will improve to 11 wins and 8 losses on the season. Hastings High will drop to 6-8. The Tigers will get ready to play Crete next Tuesday night. Hastings High drops one here tonight at Boys High School Basketball 73-53. Back with a recap after this.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob Sass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store, Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Connie High knocks off Hastings here tonight in boys high school basketball by a score of 73-53. Again, the Bearcats, you jumped out to the early lead, 17-9 at the end of the first quarter. Tigers got within 7 points by halftime, 31-24. But then a big 12-0 run in the third quarter of play. Hastings High actually came out and hit the first three-pointer of the second half to make it 31-27. But then Kearney goes on a 12-0 run to lead 43-27. That was pretty much the story in the ballgame. They trailed 56-41. After three quarters, Hastings High pulled within 9 points about midway through the fourth quarter. In fact, 3:57 left in the fourth quarter. They pulled within 9 points at 58-49, but they lose it here tonight by a score of 73-53. Brady Johnson had 20 points tonight for Kearney High. He had 6 in the first half and 14 in the second half. 7 field goals, 6 out of 6 in the free throw line for Brady Johnson. Dakota Schreiner ended up with 11 points tonight, 11 points for Ryan Cervantes, 14 for Jake Weiss. So he was the second leading scorer here tonight. Weiss with 14, Cervantes and Schreiner each had 11 points apiece. Peyton Pocock had 8 points, 4 for Damian Austin, 3 for Brian Rochelle, and 2 points for Ben Clark. 16 out of 19 from the free throw line for the Kearney High Bearcats here in this ball game tonight. Hastings hit 6 out of 10 from the line. They were led by Tanner Johnson tonight with 12 points. Tanner had 5 field goals, and he was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Mark Gooden ended up with 10 points tonight. Other scorers for Hastings, Tyler Rebarger had 8. Matt Karloff had 7. Sam Johnson had 5 points. Will Reimer had 4. Chris Girard had 4. Cody Luce, he had 3 points. So Hastings High drops it here tonight to Kearney High. Final score of 73-53. Hastings now 6-8 on the season. They will play Crete coming up next Tuesday night, and that will be a home ball game for Hastings High. Stick around. We got the players of the game coming up next in the coaches' postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
So Kearney High wins both ends of the doubleheader here tonight, knocking off the Hastings High girls tonight 58-26, winning in the boys ball game by 20, 73-53. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Again, offense far and in between for the Hastings High Gals here tonight. Leading the way was Bailey Petzold, as she scores 6 points in the ball game. Libby Knapple had 5 points, and Mel Nagy, she had 5 points for Hastings High. Meanwhile, for the Hastings High boys, they were led by Tanner Johnson with 12. Mark Gooden had 10 points in the ball game tonight. Tyler Rebarger hitting some big shots in the second half of play. He ends up with 8. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Player of the game tonight for the Hastings High girls will be their leading scorer tonight, Bailey Pencil, as she comes up with 6 points in the ball game. Got into some foul trouble in the second half and did not see a whole lot of playing time after halftime, but Pencil scores 6 points in the ball game, had 4 in the first half and 2 in the second half. Leads the Tigers in scoring tonight with 6 points. Hastings High losing tonight to Kearney, 58-26. And for the Hastings High boys, Tanner Johnson had a bushel basket full of rebounds tonight, comes up with 12 points in the ball game, leads the Tigers in scoring tonight. He had 5 field goals, and he was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Tanner Johnson for the Hastings High boys, Bailey Petzold for the Hastings High girls, our player of the game tonight, as the Tigers drop both ends of this doubleheader to the Kearney High Bearcats. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. More postgame coverage is coming up on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
When it comes to Sunday, after I do all my honey-dos, of course, I had the Cunningham's Journal. Why thinks I go to my buddy's house, but sometimes whatever you don't know won't hurt. Cunningham's is the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Wi-Fi internet to keep updated on all your fantasy players. Juicy burgers and the coldest draft here in town. Anyways, I was face deep in my Juicy Lucy until my wife walks into the door. Guess the truth does hurt. Escape Ordinary at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coach's post-game show.
Back here in Kearney, as Kearney High knocks off Hastings tonight by the score of 73-53 in boys high school basketball. Bearcats leading 17-9 at the end of the first quarter, 31-24 by halftime. Used a 12-0 run in the third quarter to open up a little bit of a cushion there. They outscored Hastings 25-17 in the quarter, but 56-41 going into the fourth and final quarter. Hastings High pulling to within 9 points with 3:57 to play, but it was all for naught as Kearney goes on to win tonight by a score of 73-53. The Tigers now 6-8 on the season. They've got a tough week coming up next week. They've got actually a week to get ready for their next game. That'll be next Tuesday at home against Crete. But then Hastings High will play 3 games next week. It'll be a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday affair. They've got Crete coming up on Tuesday. They'll play at Waverly on Thursday. Then they'll come back and face the Aurora Huskies next Saturday. And then they got just one game left during the regular season. That's a ball game at Lincoln Pius on February the 16th. So the Tigers sitting at 6-8 on the season with their eyes toward the district tournament coming up midway through the month of February. Hastings High girls tonight, they lose to Kearney by the score of 47-20, actually 58-26 in the ball game tonight. The Tigers cannot go back-to-back with their win last week over Adams Central as they drop their 13th game tonight in 14 outings as they lose to Kearney 58-26. We'll take our break. We'll come back right after this.
Rogers Incorporated, better service than this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service.
So it's Hastings College basketball tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Midland will be in town to take on Hastings. 6 and 8 o'clock. Women's game at 6 with the guys going at 8 o'clock tomorrow. On there with a pregame show at 5:45 here on 1230 KHAS. Coach Scott Rosno still in the locker room with the troops here tonight. We'll catch up with him later on in the week. Again, the Hastings High boys losing tonight by 20 to Kearney High by a score of 73-53. The girls losing to the Bearcats by a score of 58-26. All right, here's the coach. Scott Rosno is going to join us before we get out of here tonight. And, Coach, thanks for stopping up a tough ball game for you tonight. Pulled within 9 points in the fourth quarter, but just did not have enough down at the end of the stretch here.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, you're talking about a team that can, you know, definitely fill it up. But I thought we did a lot of fundamental things not correct, where we were able to allow them to get so deep on us, and it gave them a chance to get to the hole, get to the line. It also created some definite open looks, and Kearney's very good at being able to hit some open looks and knock them down. On the offensive side of the ball, I thought a night where there was a little bit maybe more pressure and we weren't able to find open shooters on the outside, I thought the kids did a much better job of being able to find ways to score. 53 points is higher than our offensive average, and so we've got to be able to find some positives there. You know, but this comes down to a little bit of mental side of it as far as knowing what a team's, you know, doing. And then it comes down to the physical side of being able to make that stop and go back to just some fundamental stop them on defense.
Well, what was the fundamental problem? They did get deep, especially in the second half. Brady Johnson had a career in there tonight for Kearney.
Well, he did, and, you know, it basically came down to the fact that, you know, the deeper you let a big like that get, the more of a chance that he's got to be able to score inside. And it really wasn't even off a post-up. It was just off of a lot of second, third, fourth, fifth offensive opportunities by getting boards. But it kind of came from twofold. One, in transition, we didn't necessarily find all their looks. And so once we didn't find their looks and they put the ball up from outside, or else they looked to attack, we weren't matched up clean. And so any of the late rotation, it left them open for a lot of second looks on boards. And then in the half court set, you know, Kearney did a nice job of being very deliberate. And like I said in pregame, you know, they've played a schedule that's definitely going to force them to have to, you know, execute at a high level. And they did that tonight. And, you know, it wasn't like we were a team that was of that high of a caliber for them to have to do it. But that just tells the discipline that they have. To give our kids some credit in the fact that, you know, I think it was a game where we were never necessarily toe-to-toe with them. You know, we always found ourselves kind of playing from behind, and they'd make a surge, and I thought we did a decent job of not falling away and coming back. And then the last surge, we just never really responded, and that's how it goes from being, a, you know, 12-14 to finishing out at 20 points.
Hastings in the half-court offense tonight didn't look like we were nearly as crisp as maybe we saw last week. Is that what you –
well, I tell you what, this is not taking anything away from last week's opponent, but Kearney's kids are very quick. And again, that's not take away from last week's opponent, but Kearney has to be able to be quick to be able to win, 11 ball games or, you know, on their schedule or you know, to be in that type of situation. And so their quickness and their capability to be able to play as a unit definitely presents challenges for you to be able to get the looks. I thought we were able to get some interior looks with Tanner Johnson, Matt Karloff. We were able to get some mid-range shots, you know, for us to be able to go out and score 24 points in the first half and not necessarily live off of the three from the outside, because it wasn't there. They did a nice job of closing out. But then you got to look at the second half where we were able to score 29 points. And I thought some of that was us being able to break their press and be able to attack a little bit more. And then secondly, I thought we were able to get the ball inside, but they definitely do a nice job of not letting you get clean looks from the outside.
Just the quickness out of that press in the first half, was that the big problem in the first half? Just their quickness on that press? Having problems bringing the ball up?
Well, you know, the thing is it's a situation where Kearney scores 31 points in the first half, and some of that was off of transition, and some of that was off of being able to find open shooters. We scored 24 points, and so I wasn't necessarily overly alarmed as far as their press speeding us up or getting a whole lot of traps. It was just a situation that you're not going to get a whole lot of looks. And then the final thing that you got to put as an exclamation point in there is we didn't get a whole lot of second looks, definitely not any third looks, where, like we already said, Kearney was able to create some of their own offense simply off of getting boards and kickbacks or boards and putbacks.
So it's a three-banger now next week. It's not going to be any easier next week with three games and some tough ones next week.
No, and each of those opponents are going to be a little bit different. We, you know, with some of them, we're going to see some 1-3-1, and with some, we're going to see some post definite post action, and with some, you're going to see teams that are going to look to kind of extend you with their shooting ability, and you've got some that are going to throw out some defensive pressure, and so it's going to be a mixed bag. Definitely, it's a situation where you'd rather be able to play these games now, where you've had a chance to see a lot of these different adverse situations. And so it's a situation where you're going to come out and you're going to prepare for Tuesday's game, and then you're going to recover and you'll prepare for Thursday's and so forth and so on. But the thing is, I think the kids are doing a much better job of recognizing what we're seeing and what we've got to be able to do against it. Now we've got to be able to do it.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Scott Rosno, the head coach for Hastings High, getting the Tigers tonight, losing to Kearney 73-53 after trailing by just 7 at halftime, 31-24. That'll wrap things up for us from Kearney tonight. From my producer and engineer, Brad Beam, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Kearney.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.